How's it going?
Good.
So I'm not sure if I get either or your crib. It's a no-brainer. What's the no-brainer for your crib?
Well, if it's my crib, you just throw a 9-6 in there. Keep 5-5-6-10. I mean, that's the no-brainer.
How about the 5-5-6-6 hold for a 4-for-24?
Well, right, but the statistical probability of that happening, and I still have 5-5-6 if a 4 comes up.
True.
And I'm keeping most of the points together by throwing the 2 points in my hand.
Right. So since it was Beth's crib, it wasn't yours.
Right. Then it's all of a sudden, it's okay, I can't throw 2 fives. I can't throw 2 sixes. I don't want to throw a 6 and a 9 and keep those.
No.
And I don't want to throw a 5 and a 10 in her crib.
Elmo.
So I'm forced to keep the 5-5-6-6, 4 points, and throw a 9-10 in her crib. Yeah.
So,
an 8 cut up. She threw Jack Queen in her crib.
Well, that's 5 points. Unless it's
yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. She could have thrown like a 9-10 or something in her crib and it would have been insane. But yeah. Right. So she had 8-9-10 Jack Queen. And I had 4 points.
Well, I talked with a couple of guys about, you know, if it were your crib, what would you do? And a couple of them said what you said.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And my mind didn't go there. My mind was like, go for the gusto.
Go. Keep the 5-5-6-6 and go for that 4.
Yeah. or throw the pair of fives because throw a pair of fives. Then we got 6 points in your hand, 2 points in your crib. The odds of a face card cutting are pretty high. If you threw one face card in there, you got the 10-point crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you're even covered, like, if, you know, like an 8 or a jack comes up, you still hit a little run, too.
Right, so.
Yeah, a lot of possibilities there. Anyway,
I'm sorry if 4 didn't cut up for you, because.
Oh, yeah, it would have been awesome, like, had a 4 cut up. But hey, I don't know if I'd ever seen that specific, it was such that, like, you know, 9-6-6, those three belong together. You know, 5-5-10, those three belong together. Break them up in any way you broke them up. It's like, I'm throwing points into her crib. Like, it was such an interesting combination of cards. So that's why I took a picture and sent it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and then I was going to tell you what happened as a result.
All right, so who won the game?
That was the game that I won by 1 point.
Wow.
Yeah. And Beth has felt pretty good about that, but she'd gotten there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she rephrased it. She said she lost by 1 point. I didn't win by 1 point.
Let's keep the story straight.
Yeah, she even had, to get down to 1 point, she counted her hand, and then I had 2 hands to count. So right. we pegged, and she counted her hands, and she fell 1 point short, and then I counted. Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell Beth to send hi.
Will do.
Is she there right now?
Yes. Yes, she is.
We look forward to seeing you in the little left of the month.
Yeah. I mean, did you hear that I was coming up, like, next weekend?
I did not hear you coming for Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to come up there, and all of us, and come up and go up to the cottage and do all that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So I'll see you next weekend, actually.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, I'll
see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
This week's episode is brought to you by Rusty's Auto Body, Inc. Rusty's Auto Body, owned by John, has nothing but good reviews, and I think that they fix cars. If you're looking for having some auto body repair, paint, or fiberglass work done, I would go to Rusty's Auto Body. They're located at 910 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, Arizona. You can't miss it. It's the giant repair shop right across from that empty lot. That giant empty lot that we all love in Arizona has a repair shop across the street. Next time you're at Rusty's, be sure to ask for John. And maybe tell him Josh sent you.